Welcome to Nye's Notes. I'm Jerry Nye, the Bible Guy, going to continue our study in Romans chapter 8. Going to pick up in verse 17. Romans chapter 8, verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Before salvation, we were experiencing fruits of sin. We were condemned because of sin, controlled by sin, commanded by Satan, master of sin, our father, before we got saved. The fruits of sin, Romans chapter 1, verse 29. Let me read that verse. Being filled with all unrighteousnesses, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Romans chapter 1, verse 29 through verse 32. Now this has all been changed if you've been saved. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We're no longer in sin, but we're in the Savior. No longer condemned and controlled by sin, but controlled by the Spirit. Don't quench the Spirit. Don't grieve the Spirit. Don't do what he doesn't want you to do, and don't neglect doing what he wants you to do. Now we can enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. What are these fruits? Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Another fruit we enjoy after being saved is Romans 8:17. We jointly share with Christ our inheritance, the condition of the inheritance, and if children, then an inheritance. Before we can share with the Savior, we must be saved from sin. His children are the character of the inheritance. Then heirs of God. We become heirs of God to inherit all God has and all God is. We can't even think or comprehend what that includes or what it means. We have no idea what we're going to look for when we get to heaven. We can think about it. We can speculate what it's going to be like, but all our expectations are far short of what it really is. He is all and owns all. He is ours, and it's ours to enjoy. It's worth living for him and serving him, knowing what our inheritance is going to be. It's worth a life of separation. It's worth a life of dedication. The certainty of the inheritance. Joint heirs with Christ. Joint heirs means to receive equally. We're equal with Christ in his inheritance. He is the head. We're the body. We're joined together. We don't just inherit through him. We inherit with him. With him. 17b says, if so be, if we are in Christ, there's three kinds of if, remember, a positive if, a negative if, a neutral if. Positive if is, if you're saved, you are in Christ. If we're in Christ, we will suffer with him. Doesn't mean all suffering, because too often we suffer because of our foolish sins, come things we make mistakes and do, and we suffer for it, and not for faithful service. We are to be closely identified with him, that we suffer with him. Some verses on suffering here. Philippians 1:29. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. 2 Timothy 2:12. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 1 Peter 3:17. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. The apostles thank God that he was counted worthy to suffer with Christ and for Christ. Acts 5:41, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. As we spread the gospel, we'll suffer for that. We should do it with joy. The goal is to spread the gospel. The glory is to share his gospel. His glory one day. I'm reading Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 through verse 11. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Christ wants to share his glory with the saints, but the degree in which he will experience and joy that depend on our dedication to the Savior and the following the direction of the Holy Spirit. Too many Christians go through life trying to avoid sacrifice and suffering. His plan for us has always included suffering and sacrifice. Look at some of the biblical examples of suffering and sacrifice. Job 42:12. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 she-asses. God blessed him with more than when he started, but he suffered a great deal before that, didn't he? He suffered, then God blessed Jacob. His brother Esau wanted to kill him. He fled to Padan Aram. Laban deceived him. In the end, he leaves a rich man. Joseph's brother sold him into slavery, put in prison, ended up as a vice president of Egypt. Jesus accomplished salvation through suffering. Over 700 years before Paul, Isaiah told the sacrificial suffering of Christ in Isaiah 53:1-9. Let me read those verses. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him, as he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed. He was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people was he stricken. That's talking about Jesus. Isaiah, what a great passage of scripture. Isaiah chapter 53. Christ did suffer death, burial, but he resurrected, and he ascended. Now seated at the right hand of God the Father, Christ's going to soon return, maybe today, and enter into his glory. Since we're joint heirs with him, we're going to enter in his glory with him. Being a Christian does not exempt us from suffering. Can I say that again? Being a Christian does not exempt us from suffering. But the glory far outweighs the suffering. There's no comparison between the two. I'm going to finish this verse with 2 Corinthians 4:17-18. But for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Hey, get our eyes off the here and now. Get our eyes on eternity with Christ. Yes, we're going to go through some suffering, but the glory that follows is going to be far more appreciated. Well, I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to pick up next time on verse 19. This is Jerry Nye, the Bible Guy, looking forward to sharing the good news from God's Word. Thank you, and keep looking up. He's coming back, maybe today.